ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On the campaign trail, President Biden touting his economic and jobs record and campaigning for Vice President Kamala Harris in Michigan. Donald Trump is at an event in North Carolina. His running mate, J.D. Vance, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today. He criticized the Biden-Harris policies and also called out social media companies that allow cartel members to use the sites to promote illegal crossings.
It is ridiculous that you have American businesses facilitating drug trafficking and sex trafficking. It's making these guys' lives harder. We're going to make their lives easier when Donald Trump is president.
A judge in New Mexico dismissed a request from prosecutors to reinstate a manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin in the fatal onset shooting of the movie cinematographer in 2021. Prosecutors can still appeal. Extreme heat keeping its grip in western states, and flash flooding is the threat for Gulf Coast states. European climate scientists say the summer of 24 was Earth's hottest on record. This is ABC. As the NHL community rallies around the Gaudreau family, we're learning more about the funeral for the two brothers killed in an accident last week.
The funeral for NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew is scheduled for Monday just outside of Philadelphia. Johnny's team, the Columbus Blue Jackets, will stream the service online. The brothers killed by a suspected drunk driver in New Jersey last week, a tragedy that's led to an outpouring of support, including over $625,000 raised for Matthew's pregnant widow. The driver, Sean Higgins, remaining in jail, awaiting a postponed hearing on September 13th. Dave Packer, ABC News.
An island south of mainland China has been hit by a super typhoon, the most powerful storm in the region in a decade. That area now facing potentially catastrophic winds and torrential rain. Some 400,000 people were evacuated ahead of the storm. A super typhoon is equivalent to a Category 5 hurricane. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Forecast as we're heading into the evening hours, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s and north winds around 5, clearing skies. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, northwest winds of around 10. Saturday night, lows of 42 and mostly clear, and mostly sunny Sunday, highs in the mid-70s. With winds out of the northeast at 65, out of the northeast at 2, it is 65 degrees. This year's WRCO Richland County Fair Reports are sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Richland Electric Company, Muller and Sons Excavating, Sunshine and Giggles, Utter Brothers Creamery, and Hartung Brothers Incorporated.
On a report, we talked to Eliza Wurtzema, who is going to be a junior at Richland Center High School this year. Eliza, are you looking forward to the fair?
Yes. It's coming up quick, though.
And you're representing Boaz Boosters. Tell me about your club.
So we're located in Boaz, and we hold our meetings every the first Wednesday of every month. And we meet at 6 o'clock, and we're in the Boaz Community Center.
Tell me about the projects you'll be taking to the Richland County Fair.
So this year I will be taking my rabbits and my sheep, but they're not my sheep. I do a mentorship program through the Knables. So I live in town, so I can't have sheep on my property. So they, through the mentorship program, I show their sheep and they keep them at their property, and I just go and work with them, and then we bring them to the fair and I get to show them.
That's a great program. So then you're listed as what, a mentee? Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And it's been a learning experience for you. That's what it's all about, right?
Yes, it is. Doing it 2 years now.
2 years.
Learned quite a bit.
Awesome. What about some Richland County Fair highlights? Do you have any?
I really like doing showmanship. That's pretty fun. Basically, there's a judge, and then you bring your animal up, and at least for rabbits, you set them up how a judge would, and you describe what you're doing. And I don't know, it's a really involving experience, and it's supposed to be fun. And you just learn a lot from the judge because they give feedback and stuff. And last year, I took home second for showmanship for rabbits out of the older class, I guess. And then sheep. That was my first year doing sheep, so
okay.
I don't remember why I placed.
You've been involved in 4-H for a long time.
Yeah.
Since you're probably old enough to be in 4-H.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Great. And why have you stayed in it? Why do you like 4-H?
It's like a second family to me. I know that there's always people in the 4-H community that I can go, like, be around and feel comfortable with.
What's your favorite Richland County Fair food? Is there something on the grounds that you have to have? You know, a pizza, corn dog, nutty bars? Do they have those? I don't think they have those anymore.
I'm not sure about that, but I like going to the 4-H food stand. They always have the best potatoes.
So check that out this weekend.
Oh, yeah, and their ice cream sundaes are pretty good, too.
Awesome. So. Sounds good to me. Eliza, you've been a great guest, and good luck this weekend at the fair.
Thank you.
Eliza Wurtzema on this report from WRCO.
This year's WRCO Richland County Fair Reports are sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Richland Electric Company, Muller & Sons Excavating, Sunshine & Giggles, Utter Brothers Creamery, and Hartung Brothers Incorporated.
Back to school means back to germs. Remind your kids to wash their hands regularly to stay healthy. This back-to-school tip has been brought to you by Muscadet Mini Mart, Walsh's Ace, and by Southwest Wisconsin Technical College. Let's make this back-to-school year safe for everyone.
It's 9 minutes after 4 o'clock. Later on this hour, we'll have our evening news. As a result of an earlier, we have a Packer game coming up tonight as the Packers begin the regular season. Pre-game time, though, will be at 5 o'clock here on FM 100.9. The Brewers pregame about underway. That'll be at 4:35 over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. So, keeping you company, though, I'm Bo Hendricks as we hear from Miranda Lambert.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself if I could just come in. nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazine. Plans were drawn on concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream.
play something with lots of feeling.
Cause that's where music has to start.
Listening to Old Alabama here on WRCO Radio. There's still time if you want to donate the gift of life, a Red Cross blood drive being held until 5:30 and Mineral Point Rescue Squad building. So that's going on. And of course, the need is always there. Thank you very much for listening to WRCO Radio. I'm Bo Hendricks, of course, glad to be with you and excited to see how the Packers do in their opening game. I have high hopes for them this year, and not because I did draft a good number of them for my fantasy football team.
You're gonna feel a puff of air.
Zhong's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animal Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animal Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating.
From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating. 100.9
WRCO. Parents, keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back. A lighter load means a safer school day. This back-to-school message is sponsored by Richland Locker, TriStar Gifts and More, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
Take my breath with one sweet kiss, maybe two. just between me and you. You can call it magic, you can call it love, call it forever, say you're thinking of it too. Just between me and you, just between us, I've seen us together in all my dreams. And when we touch, it's too much, it's electricity. Just between you and me, this is more than one woman and man. This is greater than the sun.
Kitchen at the crack of dawn, bacon's on, coffee strong, kids running wild, taking off their clothes. If she's a nervous wreck, well, it never shows. Takes one to football and one to dance, hits the Y for aerobics class, drops by the bank, stops at the store, has on a smile when I walk through the door. Last to go to bed, she'll be the first one up. And I thought I was tough. She's strong, pushes on, can't slow her down. She can take anything life dishes out. There was a time back before she was mine, I thought I was tough. We sat there 5 years ago. The doctors let us know. The test showed she'd have to fight to live. I broke down and cried. She held me and said, it's gonna be alright. She wore that wig to church, pink ribbon pin there on her shirt. No room for fear, full of faith. Hands held high, singing Amazing Grace. Never once complained, refusing to give up. And I thought I was tough. She's strong, pushes on, can't slow her down. She can take anything life dishes out. just mine when I thought I was tough.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetsfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On the campaign trail, President Biden touting his economic and jobs record and campaigning for Vice President Kamala Harris in Michigan. Donald Trump is at an event in North Carolina. His running mate, J.D. Vance, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today. He criticized the Biden-Harris policies and also called out social media companies that allow cartel members to use the sites to promote illegal crossings.
It is ridiculous that you have American businesses facilitating drug trafficking and sex trafficking. It's making these guys' lives harder. We're going to make their lives easier when Donald Trump is president.
A judge in New Mexico dismissed a request from prosecutors to reinstate a manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin in the fatal onset shooting of the movie cinematographer in 2021. Prosecutors can still appeal. Extreme heat keeping its grip in western states, and flash flooding is the threat for Gulf Coast states. European climate scientists say the summer of 24 was Earth's hottest on record. This is ABC.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored today by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there'd be no us. And for that, they're forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell, come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Tonight, cooling down to see lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s, clear skies, and Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. It's 67 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A body found in Platteville this week is that of a man who ran from police nearly 3 weeks ago. Platteville police say it's that of 43-year-old Derek Eastlick of Waupaca, who was a passenger in a vehicle during an August 18th traffic stop. Eastlick ran from the scene and had not been accounted for until his body was found Monday night by two people walking in a heavily wooded area. Investigators are working to create a timeline of who Eastlick may have interacted with and where he was during that time. An initial autopsy found no outward signs of trauma, and the condition of Eastlick's remains may make a cause of death determination impossible. Oh, the places you'll show is the theme for the Richland County Fair being held through Sunday. The poultry show was held Wednesday night. Awards in the poultry showmanship went to in senior showman Abby Planka, intermediate showman Will Harpin, and beginner showman Tempest Phillips. The grand champion market poultry went to Declan Jelenic. Reserve champion market poultry went to Mason Jelenic. The champion broiler went to Declan Jelenic with the reserve champion broiler Sam Harpin. The champion roaster went to Marissa Biba with the reserve champion roaster to Clay Porter. The champion duck went to Owen Knuth with the reserve champion duck to Clayton Lee. Mason Jelenic has the champion turkey, and the reserve champion turkey went to Declan Jelenic. The champion bantam went to Ali Planka, with the reserve champion bantam going to Clayton Lee. Champion large fowl was earned by Sierra Pinkham, with Clayton Lee earning the Reserve Champion Large Foul. The Champion Pigeon Award and Reserve Champion Pigeon went to Clayton Lee. He also was awarded the Champion Waterfowl and Reserve Champion Waterfowl. Eleanor Jelenic received an award for Champion Eggs. The Beef Heifer Show was also held Thursday. The Grand Champion Female of Beef Show was won by Morgan Kleppy. Riley Wanick received the Reserve Champion Female of Beef Show Award. Third place Female of Beef Show went to Caden Anderson. Fourth place to Wyatt Storms. And fifth to Ethan Berkram. The Champion Angus went to Ethan Berkram. Champion Chianina to Riley Banker. Champion Commercial to Morgan Kleppy. Champion Hereford to Austin Lassicky. Champion Shorthorn to Desiree Busher. Champion Simmental to Wyatt Storms, and any other breed and champion cow-calf pair went to Riley Wanick. Caleb Berkram received the Reserve Champion cow-calf pair. The Richland County Beef Producers Heifer Program Awards were presented to Champion Desiree Busher and Reserve Champion Wyatt Banker. The Swine Show was held this morning. Swine Showmanship in the Senior Division went to Ethan Berkram. The Intermediate Showman went to Aiden Imhoff, and the Beginner Showman was Bristol Nielsen. Brinley Wanless had the Grand Champion Market Hog. The Reserve Grand Champion Market Hog went to Easton Nelson, along with the Champion Market Barrow. The Reserve Champion Market Barrow went to Owen Kirshner. The Champion Market Gilt was awarded to Brinley Wanless, with the Reserve Champion Market Gilt going to Aiden Imhoff. The Champion Breeding Gilt Award went to Corbin Durst. The Open Class Breeding Gilt went to Tiana Wallace, and the Open Class Market Barrow went to Alana Wallace. The Lafayette Ag Stewardship Alliance released results from the fifth and final year of its sustainability project. Over the past 5 years, this farmer-led watershed conservation group has used sustainability metrics to inform management decisions on its farms in collaboration with Farmers for Sustainable Food. The project, involving 15 farms managing over 40,000 acres, showed consistent positive progress for several metrics, especially regarding water quality. Key findings from 5 years of the LASA Sustainability Project include conservation practices. On average, farms use two or more conservation practices in each of their analyzed fields. The most used sustainable farming practices within the group included grassed waterways, contouring, cover crops, reduced tillage, strip cropping, and no-till. Water quality of the reported acreage, 83%, has mitigated the risk of excessive nitrogen loss to the subsurface water. Soil erosion, the average rate of soil erosion for corn grain over the five-year project period, was 1.7 tons per acre per year, significantly lower than the state benchmark of 3.5 tons per acre per year for corn grain. And energy use, the group's energy use, 145,575 BTU per ton for corn silage, measured 53% better than the national indicator. Data is based on analysis by Houston Engineering Incorporated using Field to Market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture's field print platform. Learn more about Lafayette Ag Stewardship Alliance and the group's ongoing sustainability efforts at lafayetteagstewardship.org. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order for the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff Saturday in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative Stephen J. Freese, who passed away Wednesday, August 28th, at the age of 64, and U.S. Army Corporal Robert P. Race, who lost his life in the Korean War and whose remains have been identified and returned to Wisconsin for burial. Former Representative Freese grew up in Hazel Green and was a graduate of Southwestern High and the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. Former Representative Freese first entered public service in 1980, serving on the Jamestown Town Board from 1980 to 1994, and also served on the Grant County Board of Supervisors from 1982 to 1992. In 1990, former Representative Freese was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly, where he served for 16 years representing the 51st Assembly District. During his time in the Wisconsin State Assembly, Representative Freese served as Speaker pro tempore of the Assembly for 12 years. Services for former Representative Freese will be held on Saturday in Cincinnati. A native of Dodgeville, Corporal Race was a member of Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 23rd Infantry Regiment, 2nd Infantry Division during the Korean War. On September 1, 1950, Corporal Race was reported missing in action near Chaganyang, South Korea, and was officially declared deceased on December 31, 1953. In 1951, the Army recovered remains from 12 smaller military cemeteries in the area where Corporal Race was last seen and temporarily interned there at the United Nations Military Cemetery in Tangok, South Korea. And in 1956, they were buried as unknowns at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu, Hawaii. Corporal Race's remains were positively identified by the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency on March 26, 2024. Corporal Race will be buried Saturday in Dodgeville.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River, died August 9th. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center, died August 17th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Doris May D. Gray, 94, of Platteville, died August 29th at home. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Platteville United Methodist Church. Burial will be at a later date in the Sauk City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Platteville United Methodist Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established. The Melby Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dolores May D. Gray, 94, of Platteville. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died Saturday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday, September 20th, at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday, September 20th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, kind of a refreshing blast of fall-like air pouring down across the upper Midwest right now with that gusty north wind. We've also had a few brief showers move through the region. Those should all fall apart with sunset. And we're left with dry weather for the weekend as high pressure works in. It will be chilly yet on Saturday, but then gradually warming starting on Sunday and taking us into early next week as southwest winds return to the region. In fact, it's possible temperatures could be a good 5 to 7 degrees above normal for most of next week. And it's a very quiet pattern, no significant fronts or storm systems on the way. It could be dry all the way through next Friday. Again, temperatures will be running very summer-like for next week. Well, here's that forecast now for this evening and tonight. Just some isolated showers early in the evening, otherwise clearing skies and chilly. Temperatures cooling down to the upper 30s to low 40s by tomorrow morning. North and northwest wind diminishing to near 5. Tomorrow mostly sunny, continued fall-like high in the mid-60s. Northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Saturday night mostly clear and cool, low about 42 degrees. Sunday mostly sunny, breezy and turning warmer with highs in the mid-70s, wind from the west at 10 to 17. Heading into Monday, sunny and warm, low 51 with a high of 82. Tuesday, partly cloudy and balmy, low 53, high 83. Wednesday, mostly sunny, even warmer, low 56 with a high of 85. And Thursday, continued unusually warm with lots of sunshine, low in the upper 50s with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Well, have yourself a great evening out there. Stay warm as things cool down. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a partly cloudy, 65 degrees, 68. Our high today, our morning low, 49. Yesterday, our high was 78 degrees, and we received 4/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high for this day was set in 1922 at 97, a record low 35 in 1988. Last year on this day, our high was 78, our low was 64. Sunset today will be at 7:28, sunrise tomorrow at 6:32. 6/100ths of an inch of rain has fallen. The barometer is at 30.19 as it rises. And the east winds are at 5. Again, it's 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Jamie Makovic Sporting Goods Collection Auction. With over 40 guns, tons of ammunition, and a huge selection of sporting goods and equipment, you wouldn't believe the hunting items, scopes, fishing equipment, mounts, antlers, and even a Harley-Davidson motorcycle for sale at this auction. This is a live auction only. This auction is Friday, September 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info and a complete listing at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
WRCO's Evening Sports today is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil and E will have a look at our evening sports in just a moment.
Dr. Seuss said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether those questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Street, Richland Center, and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Coming up tonight, we will have Packer football shortly. Our pregame getting underway around 5 o'clock right here on FM 100.9. The Brewers will be in action as they get ready to take on the Colorado Rockies. And our pregame is underway right now over on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. But right now, WRCO's Phil Nee has a look at high school sports.
The high school football season hits weekend number 3 in conference games tonight around the area. River Valley is at Dodgeville. Here is Blackhawks co-head coach Dan Makovic.
It all depends on how we execute and if our game plan goes to the way that we plan it to be. I would say, favorable or not, every game is winnable by any team. It just depends on if you prepared properly and if you can execute. I feel like our game plan hopefully benefits us against them, and the offensive adjustments that we made this week, I'm hoping allow us to get a victory on Friday.
Hear that game tonight on WRCO's Facebook page, River Valley at Dodgeville. Richland Center travels to Prairie du Chien for the third game. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell of the Hornets.
You know, when you look at game film last week against their game against Darlington, you know, Darlington really played some uncharacteristic football for them, you know, lost the ball, you know, turned over deep in their territory and then didn't capitalize in the red zone. I mean, that's not the Redbirds of old. So, I mean, the score is a little more lopsided, but, I mean, that was a back-and-forth battle between Prairie and Darlington. So, and both those heavyweights kind of are going to be like what we see on this Friday.
Six Rivers Conference action tonight. Iowa Grant at Waseca Steuben Seneca, River Ridge at Blackhawk Warren, and Potosi Cassville at Riverdale. Here's Chieftains coach Lucas Phelps.
Overall, we are seeing some improvements. We're getting some guys back this week. It should help, but at the end of the day, you know, with those improvements, those measurable goals, we have to find a way to win consistently in the trenches, and that's where we're struggling right now.
In the Scenic Bluffs, New Lisbon at Royal, Cashton at Nisida, and Ithaca at Hillsboro. Here is co-head coach David Klang of the Bulldogs.
I would say after the first couple weeks, that kind of really helped us and helped get our people that we moved around get some confidence and some understanding in their new positions and new roles. I think we have lots of confidence, and they understand that if we do our assignments and attention to details, like, we can compete and play against anybody.
Eight-player football tonight, Belmont at Highland, Monticello at Kickapoo LaFarge, North Crawford at Wisconsin Heights, and Wunniwoc Weston at DeSoto. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. The Packers, as I said, are getting ready for their season opener and hope to continue the hot streak that they were on at the end of last year. Green Bay meets the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The kickoff scheduled for 7:15. Quarterback Jordan Love will be trying to show he is worth the huge contract he signed in the offseason, and the talented core of receivers he has will try to continue their growth. The Packers are still the youngest team in the NFL, and the Eagles come into the game as a 2.5-point favorite. A big part of the storyline, though, focuses on the hotels where the two teams stay, the Eagles near the stadium, while the Packers could face a 2-hour bus trip. It's a bit of a trip. Also, the Badgers are seeking their first 2-0 start to the football season for the first time since 2020. They host FCS team South Dakota at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday with a 2:30 kickoff time. The Jackrabbits will be looking to exploit the weaknesses Wisconsin showed in the opener against Western Michigan. Coach Luke Fickell's team needs to do a better job stopping the run and be a more consistent team on offense. The Badgers have won 19 of 20 of the 20 games it has played against Missouri Valley Conference teams. Also, the Bucks trade for Gary Trent Jr. is being labeled the best Eastern Conference trade of the offseason. The big trick was getting a special talent like Trent to sign a minimum NBA contract. He will take the place of Malik Beasley in the lineup, offering just as much offense and a better defensive presence. Trent has averaged more than 16 points a game over the last 4 NBA seasons, connecting on more than 38% of his three-pointers. He keeps the Bucks in the playoff picture, provided stars like Giannis, Middleton, and Lillard remain healthy. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM. Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Again, tonight, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s, clearing skies, north winds of around 5. Saturday, mostly sunny, continuing to be fall-like, highs in the mid-60s, northwest winds of around 10. Saturday night, lows of 42 and mostly clear skies. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny, highs of 75. It is currently a partly cloudy 63 degrees.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News.